for them. Yes. Yeah, of course, farming nowadays, there are many challenges. And of course, as a business, we are focused on improving the yields for the farmers at the field level. So number one, what you are doing is to come up with the new varieties. So what you can see here today, these are research plot. So we are trying many varieties. So whatever works, whatever we see improve the varieties in terms of yields, then we commercialize that and give it to the farmers. But after coming up with those new varieties for the farmers, we go ahead to support the farmers in the production. We have a team of agronomists, extension officers working with the farmers. So they advise the farmers on their best practices in terms of timely planting, how to control the pests and all that, all the way up to harvesting. Of course, weather is becoming a key challenge at the moment. So we are seeing the rainfall becoming more unpredictable. Yeah. So becoming drier, you can see like now it's quite windy at the moment. So we are trying to address some of those challenges. And one of the things we are doing is to introduce new technology like zero tillage. This is a practice where you don't have to turn your soil every year. So it helps in retaining the moisture in the soil. So whatever additional rainfall you get within the season, you're able to get a crop. We're also looking at a crop rotation. You can see in some of these plots we have peas, we also have canola. So this one helps in improving the soil health, because that's another challenge we have at the moment. So once you improve the soil health, you're able to control a lot of the diseases in the soil, a lot of weeds, and you also improve the soil status of the soil. So these are some of the new technologies we are trying to introduce to the farmers. And ultimately, we'd want to have create sustainability or create regenerative farms, yes, across Kenya, yes. Yes. Of course, for us as a KBL, we offer the market for the farmers, but for you to be able to produce that grain, there are many stakeholders within the value chain. Even starting with the county government, you know, agriculture is devolved at the moment, so we need to work closely with the county governments in supporting the farmers. So we have other suppliers, like agrochemical suppliers. Like for agrochemicals, we have Bayer, Syngenta, BSF. This one provide the crop protection inputs or chemicals to the farmers. We have fertilizer suppliers like Kiara. So all these are important players within the value chain for us to be able to realize the good crops we are looking at. So all these as coders and partners are important in the value chain, because we are working towards one goal, and that's supporting the farmers, giving the best inputs, the best technology to the farmers, and with that then we're able to achieve improved yields at the farm level.